May 11. The way, the truth, the life. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15:7. There are many who get above the simplicity of Jesus Christ, supposing that they must do some great thing in order to work the works of God. Things of a temporal nature absorb the attention of others, and they have little time or thought for eternal realities. Wearied out with cares that draw their minds from spiritual things, they cannot find time for communion with God. Constantly they ask themselves the question, how can I find time to study and practice the Word of God? Christ is acquainted with the difficulties that try every soul, and he says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. John 15:4-5. Our first and highest duty is to know that we are abiding in Christ. He must do the work. We are to seek to know what saith the Lord, yielding our lives to his guidance. When we have the spirit of an abiding Christ, everything will take on a changed aspect. The Savior alone can give us the rest and peace we so much need. And in every invitation he gives us to seek the Lord that he may be found of us, he is calling us to abide in him. This is an invitation not merely to come to him, but to remain in him. It is the Spirit of God that moves us to come. When we have this rest and peace, our daily worries will not lead us to be coarse and rough and uncourteous. We shall no longer follow our own way and will. We will want to do the will of God, abiding in Christ as the branches in the vine. Christ declares himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. Chapter 14, verse 6. The way to heaven is represented as a narrow path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord to walk in. But the truth illuminates this path at every step. Salvation means to us complete surrender of soul, body, and spirit. Because of the unruly elements of our nature, our passions often gain the mastery. The only hope for the sinner is to cease from sin. Thus his will be in harmony with the will of Christ. His soul will be brought into fellowship with God. Manuscript 73, May 11, 1899. Abide in me.